Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We continue to have a little bit more time left on our freeze warning and our frost advisory. I'll show you how cold it will be when you step out the door.
Crews were up early this morning putting out a house fire in Raleigh. WRAL's Nick Perlin spoke with firefighters at the scene before they cleared it this morning.
Also, for the first time in 9 years, three Triangle teams are all headed to the Sweet 16. What you can expect as the NCAA Men's Tournament heats up in this next round. So exciting around here.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's Easter week leading up to it. It's like Christmas. I mean, this is fantastic. 100%. For basketball fans, this is a good time. Good. It doesn't happen that often. Yeah. I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along today.
And I'm Ken Smith. And let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Yeah, it's spring, but it's feeling like winter.
It is. And I'm going to show you coming up when we typically see our last freezing temperatures. But definitely that potential exists at this time of the year. Of course, the purple areas where we have a freeze warning. And they added Wake County and a few other Triangle counties early this morning to that. And still with the frost advisory down to the south. We take a live look at Franklinton this morning. And it's chilly out there. Oh, I love it. They've got their little tunnel there all decorated. Rated with eggs. The skies are completely clear. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is 37 in the Triangle, so the temperature is now in the 8 o'clock hour. It's starting to climb a little bit. We're looking at a northwest wind right now, 3 miles per hour. It still feels really cold in some places. It feels like 30 in Southern Pines, 32 in Clinton and Goldsboro. Feels like 30 in Rocky Mount and upper 20s in Roxboro and South Hill. So you still want that coat as you're heading out the door right now. We do climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime and into the mid-60s this afternoon. Yesterday's high was 48 degrees. It was really chilly. Sunshine makes it feel a little better, and it'll be comfortable this afternoon. A decent day on Tuesday with increasing clouds, but both Wednesday and Thursday look wet. This could be a really potent system for us. Could be a soaker. I'll show you how much rain we're expecting. Coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning, 8:01 on your Monday morning. This is our live look at 40 at Wade Avenue. We got a crash out there on 40 near Harrison that's causing some pretty big backups there. If you use Wade to get to 40, give yourself at least 5-10 extra minutes. It's not that big of a slowdown, but it's enough of a slowdown that's going to cause a little bit of a delay on your way to work this morning. So definitely leave the house a few minutes earlier. If you need to use 40 westbound, get over to RTP area. We'll continue to monitor that crash, let you know how long that one lingers. A look at the Triangle. A couple of other crashes out there. Nothing too major, which is good news. Do have one that just cleared 440 eastbound near Jones Franklin Road. That had caused some pretty big backups, but you can see all the sensors have improved to yellow and a little bit of green in there now, too, as things start to improve if you're using US 1 from the Cary area to get into Raleigh.
Hey, Brett, thanks. As Elizabeth just showed us, it's cold outside, so of course you want to bundle up. And farmers are doing the same thing, but with their crops. Let's get to WRAL's Kelsey Coffey live at Page Farms this morning to show us how farmers there are protecting these precious crops. Good morning, Kelsey.
Ken, good morning. Farmers have been out here since before 4 o'clock this morning trying to assess their crops in this cold weather. So you can see that they have all of the crops being sprayed at the moment. This is a field that will eventually be full of strawberries. So the owner of Page Farms, Danny Page, says they're spraying right now to get rid of any frost. It's not as cold as they were expecting. Usually they'll spray to freeze the crops at a steady 32 degrees. When temperatures fall into the upper 20s, it causes severe damage to blooms. Page says the warmer weather we've had recently caused some of his crop to bloom early. Today's cold weather is a potential threat.
Now we're probably 15 or 20%. And, if you lose 20% of your crop, that's a big part of the income.
And that's a concern for several local farmers. Page says that they're hoping to see some strawberries blooming here at some point next week, and they'll be open to the public on April 10th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Fire crews were out working early this morning, putting out a house fire in Raleigh. A fire broke out at a home on Granite Street, right near South Saunders Street. Nick Perlin was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as crews worked that scene.
I'm Nick Perlin in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where a home in Raleigh caught fire early Monday morning, causing firefighters to work hours to try and put it out. The fire happened on Granite Street near South Saunders Street. You can see firefighters here inside the home spraying water to put out the fire. You can also see major damage to the roof of the home, as well as the front door and window. Firefighters on scene tell me the home was vacant and they're still trying to look for the owner. Firefighters are also still trying to figure out what caused the fire. Luckily, nobody was hurt. In the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, I'm Nick Perlin reporting in Raleigh.
A man with a gun is still on the run this morning, hours after escaping an arrest in Raleigh. Now, during the escape, a struggle happened. A police officer's weapon discharged. Well, this happened in the area of Greencastle Town Homes off New Hope Church Road just after 11 Sunday morning. When police tried to arrest that man, there was a struggle. The suspect started to run. The preliminary investigation found the officer fired during this exchange. No one was injured, but bullet holes could be seen in buildings and cars. While the police want you to stay away and report anything suspicious.
Today, NC State will host its first webinar on Poe Hall. The university closed that building last fall after concerns of heightened rates of cancer in people who worked or studied there. In November, testing confirmed high levels of cancer-causing chemicals, PCBs, were inside. PCBs can cause a wide variety of health issues like respiratory problems, cancers, and developmental issues in children. Since the building closed, 152 people who spent time in Poe Hall have reported cancer to WRAL. WRAL 5 Inside began collecting the reports, and after NC State said it had no plans to keep records of illness and cancer in people who spent time in Poe Hall. In an exclusive interview with Chancellor Randy Woodson, he told WRAL's Keely Arthur that the university won't be able to respond to specific health questions until more building testing is completed.
There's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
Chancellor Woodson says testing should be complete by the end of April. The meeting is only open to students and staff today, but will be put online later. We'll provide updates on what's being discussed on air and online.
How sweet it is. The Duke Blue Devils not only sealed their spot in the Sweet 16, they made sure it wasn't even close. Duke trounced James Madison University by nearly 40 points, 93-55. From the start, JMU was outmatched at every turn.
It helps, you know, when you have a guy like Jared McCain. You know, he broke the Duke record today for threes in the NCAA tournament. We've had some pretty good shooters here.
And I want to do everything I can to win, and tonight, if that was making shots, making threes, and then that's what it was. So I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity to go to the Sweet 16.
Coach Shire used to be one of those pretty good shooters at Duke. So it's on to the Sweet 16 we go. Let's take a look at how it's shaking out. Duke will play Houston, number one seed, Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Dallas. Now, depending on how things shake out, Duke and NC State could be on a collision course to meet in the Elite Eight.
He never made eight in a game, though, like McCain did. Wow. NC State will try to keep its incredible postseason run going. They play Marquette in the Sweet 16 on Friday, 7 o'clock in Dallas. UNC will play Alabama Thursday, 9:30 p.m. in L.A. WRAL's Pat Welter will be out there in Los Angeles. Chris Lee in Dallas. Our live coverage starts Wednesday.
Coming up, the number of breast cancer-related deaths are decreasing, but another type is increasing. We'll take a look at the new data from the American Cancer Society showing an increasing rate of uterine cancer deaths and the disparities that come with it.
Also, a Swiftwater rescue crew used a helicopter to hoist a woman out of the strong currents of the Los Angeles River. See more of this amazing rescue video next.
And it's a cold start this morning, but we warm up nicely for the next several afternoons in the 60s. But a potent system comes in midweek. It could easily be a soaker. I'll show you how much rain we'll see coming up.
Welcome you back at 8:12 right now, and you're looking at I-40 right near the Harrison Avenue exit right there. Traffic is moving okay, but you see the fire on the scene right there. A couple of lanes are blocked right there. Brett Neese is looking into this a little bit further, but the westbound lane is the worst backup part of this. If you're headed to the airport or RTP or Durham this morning coming out of Raleigh, that is where you're going to run into some delays, and Brett will be along with us as you watch WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app and your TV or streaming device. Elizabeth Gardner, meantime, over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It could be sun glare, too. We have enough of that out there.
Absolutely, plenty of it. lots of sunshine. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. We're looking at a big picture here, of course, with all the rain headed our way, potentially by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be this cold front here out ahead of it. We're seeing some showers and thunderstorms. It's not out of the question for us to see a rumble of thunder, especially Thursday, but this is mostly going to be kind of a steady to heavy rain for us on Wednesday and Thursday. This is a look at our next weather maker as this front continues to slide eastward. It will bring us some showers by early on Wednesday morning. So much of Wednesday and Thursday will be on the wet side. You can see the scattered showers moving in first thing on Wednesday, bringing us some scattered rain. And then the cold front slides to the coast and stalls. A low rides up the front and swings more rain back across our area as we get through the day on Thursday. So looks like it's going to be pretty wet for us. We take a look at Futurecast. This is the high resolution run. So we get a lot more detail on this, but it only goes out a little over 48 hours. So we're looking at Wednesday morning with some scattered rain, especially from the Triangle area westward, which can take it out to about 2 o'clock. By the time we get to our noon newscast, we can take it all the way out to 8 o'clock. So we'll have a little better look there. Futurecast looking at a lot of rain out of this one, as little as 1 to 2 inches in our western counties, as much as 3 inches from the Triangle area eastward, especially a little closer to that low that'll be moving up the coast. So we do have a low risk for flooding for Wednesday and for Thursday. Sometimes I feel like when you say a low risk, people discount that, but you realize that, you know, this is, you know, leveled just like our severe weather threat. So that puts us in that first level for both Wednesday and Thursday. So the rain chances, 70% Wednesday, 90 on Thursday. You know, when we're talking 2 to 3 inches, certainly we have the potential to have some flooding, even if it's just minor street flooding. We'll be on the lookout for that. Thursday is going to be a chilly day with a high of 58, but closer to the coast, there could be some scattered storms. So that could include some of our eastern counties. It's out of here by Friday. Friday's looking pretty at 65. And then what a beautiful Easter weekend we have in store. Highs will be in the 70s. Easter sunrise services on Sunday look clear with temperatures in the 50s. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's continue to look at that breaking news out on 40 westbound near Harrison Avenue. You can see a lot of red on our sensors because of this crash that has blocked a couple of lanes. We have Sky 5 over that. If we can go back to that look to show you exactly what's happening out there. You can see there's a couple of fire trucks there that are blocking those inside lanes. One of them might have been moving there, but they have just two lanes of traffic that are able to get through, and it is causing some major backups there as we have Sky 5 continue to look over the top of that. That's stretching back past the Wade exit right there. You can see all that traffic trying to combine into those two lanes. It's going to give at least 10, 15 extra minutes at this point. We're going to continue to monitor and find out exactly how long that crash might be out there. Here's from the DOT camera. You can see where that really does stretch past Wade Avenue. Plenty of extra time, at least 15 minutes right now if you're using 40 westbound to get to the RTP, to the Durham area. Wider look at the Triangle. A number of minor crashes that are out there that we also want to tell you about. Most of these really aren't causing any big delays. There's one near Wake Forest Road on 440 that I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors. And then another one over on the Durham Freeway off TW Alexander Drive, 885 northbound. A little bit of red on the sensors. We're going to find out exactly how many lanes might be blocked there on the Durham Freeway and keep you updated on that one as well.
Brett, thanks for that. A person is in the hospital this morning after being hit by a car on Capitol Boulevard. Raleigh police say it happened near Buffalo Road yesterday afternoon. Police are working to learn more about what led up to that person being hit.
Also this morning, we'll get a better idea of how Wake County plans to spend your tax money in the coming year. The County Commission will meet this morning to talk about the budget for fiscal year 2025. County Commissioners will also discuss the county's strategic plan through 2029. That meeting will get started at the top of the hour, around 9 o'clock this morning.
The search for a 6-year-old girl who was swept away by a rushing creek in Pennsylvania is now considered a recovery effort. Authorities say three children were playing near the creek on Saturday evening when two fell in. One child was able to get back to dry land, but the 6-year-old girl was swept away. Rescue boats searched the creek and the Delaware River while Coast Guard helicopters searched from above. Crews abandoned the search on Sunday.
Well, a woman is recovering this morning after she fell into a river and had to be rescued by a Swiftwater rescue team. The woman was swept away by strong currents after the Los Angeles River was battered by a storm over the weekend. A helicopter lowered that first responder down to grab the woman. At first, he missed her, but kept at it and eventually grabbed that woman, and they were both lifted out of the water. The woman was treated for minor injuries and hypothermia. It's not clear how she ended up in that water in the first place.
First criminal trial against former President Donald Trump was supposed to start today, but instead the judge will hold a pretrial hearing focusing on Trump's request to postpone that trial. The judge will also hear arguments about dismissing the charges. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business documents related to the repayment of Michael Cohen for hush money payments to cover up an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denied the affair. If the trial starts in April, it would be the first of Trump's four criminal trials to begin. It would potentially be the only one that would happen before the election.
Well, one man is dead and his brother severely injured after the first mountain lion attack in California in 20 years. This happened over the weekend in a remote area near Georgetown. That's about an hour outside Sacramento. The sheriff's office says the animal attacked an 18-year-old and his 21-year-old brother while they were hunting. The 18-year-old suffered traumatic injuries to his face and managed to get separated from his brother, and he was able to call 911. He was taken to a nearby hospital. Deputies found his brother, who died from his injuries. People who live in the area say it's horrible something so violent happened to two people so young.
I feel sorry for the family and the brothers. The one guy lost his brother, and he'll probably have nightmares the rest of his life and scars.
Yeah, that 18-year-old went through several surgeries but is expected to make a full recovery. The mountain lion was euthanized over the weekend near the scene where that attack happened.
Cancer continues to affect millions of people across the country, both directly and indirectly. While breast cancer has been seeing declines in deaths, health data finds that cases and death rates for another type of cancer are on the rise. And we'll have a closer look at who may be most at risk out of all this just a little bit later.
I want to turn our attention now to a Carnival cruise ship. Boy, some really scary moments over the weekend. Take a look at what we're talking about here. An exhaust funnel on the Carnival Freedom ship caught fire during a voyage near the Bahamas. That cruise line said the ship reported a fire from that ship's exhaust funnel on 3:15 Saturday afternoon. Crews were able to extinguish that fire about 2 hours later. Two crew members were treated for minor smoke inhalation, but no guests were injured. And we just saw in a live report that ship being escorted back into Port Canaveral this morning so that ship can be repaired.
UNC will play Alabama in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. One Alabama player's mom will be getting a lot of attention in the crowd for that game. Just check it out. If you've seen them play, LaMeika Sears there kind of does a little imitation of her son's free throw technique while she's in the crowd and he's shooting. And the TV cameras caught on to this, saw it several times during the first two rounds of the tournament. And in a post to Facebook, LaMeika says she's been doing that at her son's games since he was 3 years old as a show of support for him. And he went to the line 11 times, Ken, in the first round game, 6 times in the second round game. I guarantee you, I know Tar Heel fans are not going to enjoy
They're not gonna like it.
The airtime. So don't foul him.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you got to love it for that kid.
Yeah.
To know that his mom is there rooting him on, doing what she does. And I think I'm a big fan of hers.
Is he old enough not to be embarrassed anymore? Or
oh, no.
A little bit?
No. It's all good.
And happening right now in the WREA Life Center, some breaking news. We've just learned Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down. He intends to leave the company by the end of the year. This just came out. The company's chairman and also head of commercial airplane unit are also leaving. You might know that the company has dealt with major issues over the past several months. Just in the first week of this year, that Alaska Airlines flight that lost the plane door. So, again, we just learned that Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down. He intends to leave the company by the end of the year.
Thanks for that update, Michelle. Deaths related to breast cancer are on the decline, but new health data is finding another type of cancer-linked deaths that are on the rise. The American Cancer Society says uterine cancer is now the deadliest reproductive disease among women. Doctors warn of serious health disparities, citing how uterine cancer is more common in black women than white women, with black women more likely to die from it. Obesity is a big risk factor as well, driving up those cases.
There's also genetic contributions to endometrial cancer, with somewhere around 3 to 5% of endometrial cancers likely being explained by hereditary or genetic reasons. High blood pressure and diabetes are also risk factors.
Early detection and action is key to saving lives, with medical experts pointing to breakthroughs in immunotherapy treatments as well. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth an estimated $800 million, the sixth largest top prize in the history of the game. You can watch tonight's drawing on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. Maybe $800 million won't cut it for you. How about $1.1 billion? Another Mega Millions drawing came and went Saturday night without a big winner. That pushed the jackpot over $1 billion for just the sixth time ever. So your next chance to be a billionaire is tomorrow night with the drawing that we will have on WREL live at 11.
All right, 8:23 now. We're waking up to some really chilly temperatures, which is a major concern for most of our local farmers. Coming up, a look at what local farms are doing to protect spring fruits and veggies from the overnight freeze.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. You step outside this morning. It's going to feel rather cold. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner at the WREL Summer Weather Center.
About 30 more minutes on our freeze warning and frost advisory across the area, and our temperatures are still mostly in the 30s. We get into the 9 o'clock hour, we'll start to see temperatures warming up a little bit. This is a live look at Sanford. Beautiful sunshine. We're going to see a little bit of a wind shift. Yesterday, our highs were in the mid-50s. We're looking at about 10 degrees warmer this afternoon, but still a lot of 30s on the map. 34 Lewisburg, 36 Southern Pine, 36 Tarboro, 38 in Irwin, but a lot of these spots were sitting at 32 just about an hour ago. So I'm starting to creep up a little. We'll be in the mid-50s at lunchtime, mid-60s, and then even at 7 o'clock, if you're walking the dog, it should feel pleasant at 60 with sunshine. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Got an update to some breaking news that is out there on 40 westbound near Harrison Avenue. Earlier crash had a couple of lanes blocked. That's caused some pretty big backups on our sensors, but that crash has since cleared, and now our delay times have really improved. At one point, that 8 minutes was over 25 minutes. So definitely improving at this point. Still give yourself plenty of extra time because those slowdowns are going to linger while they try to work through, as traffic tries to work through now that those two lanes are back open. A wider look, there are a couple of other minor crashes out there, but not causing any big delays, Ken.
All right, Beth, thanks. Farmers in the area woke up early this morning to protect their crops from the cold temperatures. At Page Farms, the workers were out about 4 o'clock this morning. They started spraying those crops about an hour ago to form a protective shield to keep that temperature at an even 32 degrees. That will protect the harvest from the ups and downs of the weather. Next on Fox 50, a look at Duke's big win over James Madison and the matchups NC State and UNC are facing. That's all up next. And today, the era of teenage babysitting ending? Say it isn't so. We'll tell you about it on Today.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Freeze warning and frost advisory in effect for about 30 more minutes. We are starting to see temperatures climbing. I'll show you why it's going to feel so much more comfortable this afternoon. And breaking news this morning, police are looking for a woman they say was kidnapped from a Harnett County neighborhood where she was last seen.
Today, for the first time, students and staff here at NC State will get the opportunity to ask questions about the investigation into cancer-causing chemicals found here at Poe Hall.
Plus, Duke is moving on to the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils men's basketball team joins UNC and NC State in the next round. The first time all three teams have made it to that Sweet 16 stage in almost a decade. Yeah, I mean, think about the percentages there.
Oh, I know.
Three of the 16, and
huge.
They're local, they're right here. It's
and you know
fun.
Who's doing big business? A lot of the sports bars around here.
You'd think.
Absolutely.
Without question.
I know.
They're running away with it. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you here with us on our Mondays. We get things rolling.
Yeah, I'm Ken Smith. Let's welcome in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into our conversation. Beautiful outside, but bundle up, right?
Exactly. And we can see that so often this time of year. Typically, the temperatures are really up and down. So we're starting to see temperatures warm up a little bit. It'll be a mild week for the most part, and then just a gorgeous weekend. We take a look at Fayetteville this morning. Nice and clear. 37 is our temperature around the triangle. We have a northeast wind that's fairly light at 3 miles per hour. but it is bringing a little bit of a wind chill. Not as much as, say, 30 minutes or so ago. We still saw a lot of 20s on the map. It feels like 33 in Goldsboro, 30 in Rocky Mount, 30 in South Hill, 31 in Roxborough, and 30 in Southern Pines. But we're getting there slowly with that sunshine. We'll climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime, and that's as warm as we were yesterday. We had 56 yesterday. Looking at mid-60s for highs this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like a nice day, too. We'll end up with increasing clouds, but it'll be dry and mild. But Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to see a system roll in that's likely to be a soaker, some pretty heavy rain, more so than we've seen in our last several systems. We'll take a closer look coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic, and we do want to continue to follow that breaking news that's out there. On 40 westbound near Harrison Avenue, it is a crash that had two lanes blocked. It has cleared at this point, but we do see all that red on the sensors. At least 20 minutes of backups at one point. This is our live look at 40 at Wade Avenue. Those backups stretch past Wade. Now that those two lanes are back open, it's going to take some time for traffic to work its way through that, but it should do that shortly. But if you are just now leaving the house, give yourself a few extra minutes if you have to use 40 near Wade going out to the RTP area. Western Boulevard near Dan Allen Drive, that's a serious crash that did just happen about 5 minutes or so ago, and there is a little bit of yellow on our sensors there. We're going to find out exactly what happened there. That's just down the road from us. We'll continue to keep you updated on that. And there's another serious crash on Creedmoor Road, southbound coming in from the Creedmoor area, Mount Vernon Church Road. That's an earlier crash. Not seeing any delays on the sensors right now there on that particular highway, but going to continue to monitor that one as well and keep you updated.
And Elizabeth Gardner just mentioned it is cold out there this morning when you head out. The chilly temperature is not good for crops like strawberries. WR's Kelsey Coffey explains what a delicate time this is for workers. They are trying to protect these precious crops.
Farmers here at Page Farms have been walking through their fields since about 4 o'clock this morning to assess all of their crops to make sure that they're protected from these cold temperatures. So you can see all of these crops are being sprayed with water right now. The owner of Page Farms, Danny Page, says they're spraying to get rid of any frost. It's not as cold as they were expecting. Usually they'll spray to freeze the crops at a steady 32 degrees. When temperatures fall into the upper 20s, it causes severe damage to blooms. Page says the warm weather we've had recently caused some of his crops to bloom early. Today's cold weather is a potential threat.
We're probably 15 or 20%. And, you know, if you lose 20% of your crops, your crop, that's a big part of the income.
Page says that they're expecting to see some strawberries here in this field at some point next week, and they're hoping to open to the public on April 10th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
A home in Raleigh caught fire early this morning, causing firefighters to work hours to try to put that fire out. The fire happened on Granite Street near South Saunders Street. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker showing firefighters inside that home spraying water to put out that fire. You can see major damage to the roof of that home as well as to the front door and window. Firefighters say the home was vacant. They're still trying to find the person who owns that home. No one was hurt.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. Police are looking for this woman they believe was kidnapped from a Harnett County neighborhood. This is 20-year-old Jessie Nicole Cunias. Deputies say she was kidnapped and believed to be in danger. So here's the information you need to know about her on your screen. She is 5'3". She's 160 pounds. She has blonde hair, blue eyes. She was last seen on Silas Moore Road in Benson. We also have a description of the car that she was last seen in. It is a black 2018 Honda Civic LX with a license tag KCN2043. If you've seen her, if you know where she is, call police.
Today, a man charged with two murders committed 2 days apart will make his first court appearance in Durham. 41-year-old Daryl Hart has been charged in the death of LaRon Allen. That was February 8th on Denfield Street. Hart is also charged in the murder of Gregory Hedden on February 10th on Horton Road. Hart was taken into custody on February 29th in Charlotte after leading police on a chase there. Durham police say both killings were isolated incidents.
Well, today, former President Donald Trump is facing a critical deadline in his biggest legal battle yet. A court has ordered him to pay a $464 million bond today. This comes after a judge found him, his family, the Trump Organization, liable for fraudulent business practices. Now, if Trump doesn't come up with a financial guarantee today, New York's Attorney General can start the process of collecting from him. That could mean some of Trump's properties will be seized. Trump's attorneys have asked the court to put collection efforts on hold while he appeals this decision.
Today, students and staff at NC State could get some answers about how the university has handled the developments at Poe Hall. NC State closed the building last fall over reports of increased rates of cancer in people who worked or studied there. WIRO's Laura Levine tells us students and staff have a lot of questions about what school officials knew and when.
This webinar comes 4 months after the university closed Poe Hall here behind me. Chancellor Randy Woodson will provide updates and answer questions about the university's progress and timeline for Poe Hall's evaluation. Students and staff will also get to speak with health experts in this meeting. The university will also provide updates on the school's work with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health on its ongoing health hazard evaluation. In November, testing confirmed high levels of cancer-causing chemicals known as PCBs inside. PCBs can cause a wide variety of health issues like respiratory problems, cancers, and developmental issues in children. Since the closure, 152 people who spent time here reported cancer to WRAL 5 on Your Side. In an exclusive interview with Chancellor Woodson, he tells WRAL's Keely Arthur that the university won't be able to respond to specific health questions until more building testing is completed.
There's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
The chancellor says this testing should be completed by the end of April. Again, this meeting is only for students and staff. It begins at 10:30 this morning. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Raleigh.
For the first time since 2015, all three Triangle ACC teams are heading to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, and we now know who Duke will play. Number one seed Houston advanced with a thrilling overtime win late last night over Texas A&M. The Blue Devils will take on the Cougars Friday night at 9:40 in Dallas. Now, if Duke wins and NC State wins its Sweet 16 game, these Tobacco Road rivals will play each other in the Elite Eight. WRAL's Casey Hentz has a look at Duke's big win over James Madison and the matchups UNC and NC State will face in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everyone. As of yesterday afternoon, we already had two teams headed to the Sweet 16. Duke trying to make it a clean sweep, but they were taking on a 12-seeded James Madison team who had already upset Wisconsin two nights earlier. A lot of people thought that could happen to the Blue Devils if they're not careful. But 4-seeded Duke, not having any of that. Let's get you up to Brooklyn and take a look at some of the highlights. A big reason why was because of freshman Jared McCain. His first NCAA tournament, he looked like a veteran out there just chucking up threes. He had 6 in the first half, 22 points heading into the half. 4 players in double figures, including that guy, Kyle Filipowski, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. But, oh, boy, McCain, have a night. He had 8 triples. That sets a record for Duke for most three-pointers in the NCAA tournament. So impressive. He finishes with 30 points on the night. Duke throttles James Madison. They're headed to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time since 2018, but the first under head coach John Shire.
I thought it was one of the best passing games we've had. You know, 22 assists and 6 turnovers. They're top 20 in the country with turning you over. And obviously we're going to enjoy this one, celebrate it today, and find out quickly who we're playing, and can't wait to go to Dallas.
It's the best feeling in the world when you know the work you put in is showing up on the court, especially in such a big game like this, to go to the Sweet 16. For these types of games, you just want to win, and I want to do everything I can to win. And tonight, if that was making shots, making threes, and then that's what it was. So I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity to go to the Sweet 16.
So Duke will be playing that late game Friday in Dallas. Before them will be NC State. The Pack playing Marquette in the Sweet 16. Like I said, also in Dallas, that game is set for 7:09 p.m. Then UNC will play Alabama on Thursday in Los Angeles. That game is set for 9:40 p.m. Eastern time, of course. And WRL's Pat Welter will be out in L.A. and Chris Lee in Dallas. Our live coverage starts on Wednesday. But boy, we got a lot going on in the women's tournament. NC State, a big game here later this afternoon, taking on 6-seeded Tennessee. This is going to be a game full of talent. Should be a good one. We'll be out there also with coverage and highlights coming up later on tonight on WRL. But for now, I'll send it back to you guys.
Fun time of year. And coming up, Kevin Bacon is returning to the high school where Footloose was filmed. Why this year is so special to the students who now attend that high school and got their efforts to get Bacon there on site.
Also, the Midwest and Northeast ushering in spring with a snowstorm. We'll show you more video of the blast that hit Iowa, Maine, and Minnesota.
It's 8:44 on this chilly morning. Right now, we're taking a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, where it is still chilly, but that sunshine is going to help warm things up nicely. It will not be as windy as it was yesterday. We're seeing temperatures climbing on up into the mid to upper 30s, and that's from temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s this morning. So we're getting there, but it's definitely chilly. At lunchtime, mid 50s, that's our high temperature from yesterday, but we'll end up about 10 degrees warmer this afternoon in the mid 60s. Checking temperatures, heading out, almost everybody's above freezing now. So 36 in Roxborough, where we had dropped down into the upper 20s earlier, 38 in South Hill, 35 in Roanoke Rapids, 38 Siler City, 36 in Wilmington. We head down to the south, 37 in Sanford, 38 Fayetteville, 40 in Irwin, 39 in Smithfield. So everybody's above freezing at this point. They'll go ahead and drop the freeze warning and frost advisory. It wouldn't be surprising to see a frost advisory posted maybe for some of our northern counties for tonight, because once again, we're looking at temperatures mid to upper 30s. That will be warmer than what we saw this morning, but still in that frost potential zone. We typically see the last freeze. The average is April 8th around the Triangle area. So we still have a couple weeks left. The earliest last freeze was March 7th, 2010, and the latest was May 8th in 1989. So if you are a backyard gardener, you probably want to give it another couple weeks, at least until we get past that first week of April, and then it's a little bit safer to be out there doing your planting. 64 in Raleigh, 63 Durham, 65 Fayetteville this afternoon. It's going to be nice with all that sunshine and a little less wind than yesterday. Mid-60s is our normal high, and that's where we'll be the next couple of days. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be wet, especially Wednesday night and Thursday, and so temperatures will be cooler Thursday in the Triangle. However, in some of our eastern counties, it could be a bit warmer with a better chance for thunderstorms. 42 is our normal low, looking at upper 30s for most of us tomorrow morning, and then a little warmer while the rain is here and a little cooler once we clear out again. Here's a look at the next system that's headed our way. Lots of rain and thunderstorms across parts of the Midwest, as well as some snow behind that front. We're looking at increasing clouds ahead of this tomorrow, and then some scattered rain on Wednesday. It gets heavier Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. It all moves out just in time for Easter. It looks lovely. Sunrise at Easter, 7:02, should be around 51, and by lunchtime, 70 degrees with sunshine. We'll see a high on Easter Sunday of 77 degrees, so got that to look forward to.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, UNC Hospitals, UNC Health Rex, and UNC Health Chatham are ending some temporary age-based visitor restrictions. Any visitors 11 and younger will once again be allowed in some of those inpatient areas and waiting rooms. Visitors with respiratory symptoms will still be prohibited from those same areas. The change is because there are just fewer people being admitted to the hospital with flu, RSV, and COVID.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Raleigh tomorrow. They'll attend a private fundraiser in Raleigh where the lowest donation to attend is $3,300. Biden and Harris will also be delivering remarks during their visit. WREL will provide full coverage of that visit.
Russia has been left reeling in the wake of the nation's worst terrorist attack in decades. Four suspects in the concert hall attack were brought to court individually in Moscow yesterday. The same day declared a national day of mourning for the people killed. Three pleaded guilty on all charges. All of them will remain behind bars until they're back in court May 22nd. At least 137 people were killed in Friday's attacks. Moscow's Department of Health says it has started identifying victims through DNA testing, saying the process will take at least 2 weeks.
It was a snowy first weekend of spring for people in the Midwest and the Northeast. This is a video from Maine, where snowplow drivers got back on the road to remove snow in Bangor. Parts of Vermont and Maine saw nearly 3 feet of snow over the weekend. Incredible. Places including Iowa and Minnesota are also feeling a winter-like blast here at the end of March. Minneapolis and St. Paul could see another 6 inches of snow by tomorrow.
This doesn't make you flinch at all?
No, absolutely not crazy at all. It feels good. My dog loves it.
Only people who live in the Midwest can say that. Other parts of the country are dealing with heavy rain and high winds. Philadelphia was hit by more than 3 inches of rain over the weekend alone.
Today's the start of the Speed a Little, Lose a Lot campaign. The governor's highway safety program is cracking down on speeding. There will be increased law enforcement patrols from agencies across the state working to prevent speeding. NCDOT says speeding is the leading cause of deadly crashes. Campaign runs through the end of this month.
And as Casey Hinn just mentioned, happening today, NC State's women hosting Tennessee at Reynolds Coliseum with a spot in the Sweet 16 on the line. NC State is a number three seed in the region. They advance in this round with a big win over Chattanooga in the opening round Saturday. The sixth seed Tennessee got here with a win over Green Bay. Now their coach, Kelly Harper, who coached the Wolfpack for four seasons from 2009 to 2013, tip-off of today's second-round matchup is at 4 this afternoon. The winner will play Stanford in the Sweet 16 on Friday.
And State will be trying to join Duke in the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils advanced Sunday with an upset win over Big Ten champion Ohio State. And it was on the Buckeyes' home floor in Columbus. Duke won 75-63. So they'll play either Syracuse or UConn in the Sweet 16 Saturday.
Jeff, the season is over for the UNC women, though. They fell to the tournament's top overall seed, South Carolina, 88-41. The Tar Heels finished the season with a 20-13 record.
May the 4th, it's become known as Star Wars Day, and this year the movies are returning to theaters. David Daniel has a preview of the event and more in the Hollywood Minute.
Ready for this year's Star Wars Day? The day before, on May 3rd, Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, returns to theaters for its 25th anniversary. And on May the 4th, fans can watch all 9 films in the Skywalker saga in theaters. Info at Fandango.com.
There is something that I have as an overarching sort of goal in my life, and that is to be the embodiment of love.
Oscar nominee Sterling K. Brown has received the Ally for Equality Award from the Human Rights Campaign for his commitment to LGBTQ+ advocacy. He said his gay character in American Fiction paid tribute to his aunt, Vera Harris, whom he called a vibrant, brilliant black lesbian woman.
It pains me to think that she only found the strength to share her truth after the passing of her beloved parents. But for people of color, especially black folks raised within the confines of the church, there exists a profound fear of never truly being accepted. I yearn for a world where Aunt Vera and countless others like her are embraced and celebrated for the entirety of their being, without exception.
David Daniel reporting there.
Another actor to talk about now, Kevin Bacon, reliving his Footloose days much to the delight of students where that hit movie was filmed. High schoolers at Payson High School in Utah took to social media to ask Bacon to come to their school's prom. That's a high school where Footloose was filmed back in 1984. The school is set to relocate at the end of the school year. Now, after the hashtag Bacon to Payson caught a lot of traction on social media, the actor agreed to return to the school on prom day, which is scheduled for April 20th. And Kevin Bacon made the announcement on the Today Show, actually, this past weekend. And a crowd of students gathered in the auditorium just to hear that announcement. It was great.
Their voices have been heard. Absolutely, you know. And it was set in 1984, yeah. Right? Where, when they, or not set, but released
right.
In 1984.
Exactly.
So it came out. Not saying whether or not it was in high school when that came out, you know. But we could relate to the times.
100%. Boy, it's been 40 years since that movie was released. Just incredible.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
People in the Northwest may have seen something in the sky overnight that caught their eye. A severe solar storm may have followed, allowed parts of the U.S. folks who were following it to see the northern lights. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, the northern lights could be seen as far south as northern Illinois and central Iowa. Experts say there is nothing for the public to worry about out of all this.